and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine-in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Another one in the books. You know, we're eating Frank's Pizza. He's a big sponsor of ours. And people that watch us on the internet, what is that? TanTalkNetwork.com? Is that the way to watch us? I think that's it. There's a camera. So what we do is we show people the food. And every time we show Frank's food, they say, man, that looks like a New York pizza. And it is. That's what it is, a New York pizza. So, you don't want to have silence on the air, right? That's not good. So, what we do is I have some new clients that are coming aboard, some Dignity Funeral Home. I have a new Palm Harbor window tint place that just had a grand opening. Ali's moving his Benedicts over from one part of the complex to the other. I have somebody with Botox. Is it Botox? I think is what it is, actually. It's not Botox. And what happens with Botox is when you get older, you really understand what it does.
I want Botox.
Yeah. And then we have Boost. These are all our new advertisers. You know, if you look at this.
We have a lot of good ones. A lot of.
Yeah, Boost is just place to become a new customer. We have a hearing lab.
Oh, and I'm excited. We got some new restaurants. We have the Tarpon Turtle.
Grillsmith.
Oh, Grillsmith. They have such good food.
And then we are...
Oh, and Chopsticks.
We have Chopsticks that's in Countryside.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're picking up new. And not one restaurant didn't
miss. Oh, we got Wing House this time.
Wing House. We have Mugs and Jugs.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people...
We must be doing something right.
Yeah. And you know what? Up in Largo, you know who's been ordering from Mugs and Jugs and using the coupon?
Who?
Our printer.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, I never remember her name. It's awful. The secretary. No, the secretary.
Oh, really?
I never remember her. I'm so sorry. But she goes and gets lunch all the time. You know, people will give her their order, and then she'll go to a certain place to pick up lunch. So when I was there the other day, last week or whatever, I was like, oh, you should use it. They've ordered from there 4 times and used the coupon. And they can use more than one because they do separate orders.
Yeah, so that's the thing, too, is people see There's a new guy, and I wish I can get him on the air, actually. Maybe we can call him. But it's called about coupons. It's called Club Saver.
Yeah, Jack.
Jack. I don't understand it, really.
I understand. Okay.
We're going to try to explain what Club Saver is.
Well, I'll just say this. Okay, it's an app that you go and you download. And then once you download the app, you actually join the Club Saver Club. So it's a monthly fee. And what you do is it's similar to a Groupon, but it's through the app only. So you just walk in with your phone, show them the ad or whatever, you know, whatever is available, and they have hundreds and hundreds of things on there. So like I said, instead of buying each separate one like a Groupon, you just pay the monthly fee and you can use any of the coupons that you want. So if you use one coupon, it basically pays for the monthly fee itself. You know, like if you were going to buy something, because they have buy one, get one half off, buy one, get one free. They have spas, they have restaurants, they have place to get your car fixed, they have nail salons, they have place to get your hair cut. I mean,
but how do you know where to go?
Because it's all listed on the app. See, an app is something that you download onto your phone.
Why don't we get that app?
Yeah, I already did. I have it on my phone. So basically what you do is you download the app onto your phone.
But
like
how
I
do
said,
they make money then?
Because the people are paying a monthly fee. So like I said, okay, if you were to join up Groupon, right? You don't have to join any club or anything like that. Right now, if you said, oh, I want to go to so-and-so's restaurant. And if they have a Groupon deal, you go on Groupon, you purchase that one time certificate. So let's just say it's a buy one, get one free. So they're giving you, or let's just say the Groupon is two dinners for $25 to, you know, Wing House or whatever. So you purchase, you pay Groupon the $25, you get the certificate, you use it, that's it. But this app, what is nicer.
Are you sure about this?
I'm positive.
I mean, don't be saying something.
No, I'm positive. It's a monthly fee. It is $29.95 a month. And then you are able to use any of them that are listed on the app.
Well, let me ask you something.
So I can tell you several of the services that's on there right now.
Yeah, let's go there. Show us. Because also, too, is I'd like to get Boost just did a grand opening in Palm Harbor and give a shout out there. They're right there where the Snapper Shopping Center is, and they just opened up. So that's a pretty cool deal. If you people that like are looking for good deals on phones. I wonder, how do you know, like, who's the... What I like about the one... What I don't like about Sprint is they put you into a contract. I like these ones where they don't put you into a contract. Because I was going to switch over, and then I realized, man, Sprint, they got you locked in.
Well, see, it's the phone. See, yeah. when you have to purchase a phone, and their phones are expensive. So when you, now they say it's no contract, which is true, but you have to lease the phone. So the phone is, let's say, $1,000, and the lease is for 2 years. So you are still under contract, basically, for 2 years. Just, you know what I'm saying? It's just they're calling it something different at this point.
So then we got the Tarpon Turtle, too, Eric up there. So I want to say that I wish him a lot of luck out there. It's pretty cool, their logo, the Tarpon Turtle.
Yeah.
Then we have the Quilt Lady. And then I need the ad for the Chiropractic Lady on Main Street. No, on Patricia. Because we're going to be doing it. I want to do a commercial for her. Can you get her ad up so I can talk about her?
Sure.
But this app thing that we're offering now, too, is kind of neat. It's called, what is it called? Beacon Technology.
No, that one, no. Well, it is Beacon Technology that you carry with you. It's a very small emitter. But if you give me just a second, I will grab.
Now, does the consumer have to carry it? Or?
Well, see, that's what I'm a little confused on. So I don't know if we should talk about it right now, but. Yeah.
From what I understand is like what the beacon technology is, say you pull up to a gas station that's next to a restaurant. If you're within 100 yards, the ad then goes automatically on your phone. Okay, we'll take our caller. We have a caller. Yeah, go ahead. Put him on.
Hi, right, Danny.
So, oh, Danny, you're there?
Hello?
I didn't even know. That's what you were saying. Can't you talk in my ear, though? How do I know who it is if you're just pointing to a phone? I mean, like, what is it? The guy's a... So anyhow...
Well, I'll read this for you. I'm on the Club Saver. Sorry, Danny, we're just discussing this new client that we have. And it's called the Club Saver. So I'm on the app right now, and it says right here, get half off entrees and alcohol for you and a guest all day, every day. And that's just for the restaurants. So it'll let you look before you join the club. And like I said, it's $29.95 to pay for the service. So then you go on to the app itself and you can look at all the different things that they offer. So just for example, these are restaurants that are on the app, and they're actually all nice ones. La Fondita de Leo, downtown Clearwater. Pour Yours, downtown Clearwater. The Lucky Anchor, downtown Clearwater. All these are, you know, more upscale type places. Bros Pizza, that's also almost downtown, a little ways on Fort Harrison. Then the Hanu, which is in on Grant Street, downtown Dunedin. Sages, which is on West Bay. It's a bistro, really good food there. They've got Norton's and the Hideaway, Akita Alta, Taco Bar. And a whole a whole bunch of different places that are just restaurants. Then, like I said, so for the monthly fee for $29.95, all of these places have offers, which are buy one. Hold on one second. The offer is get half off on entrees and alcohol. So whatever your bill is, you get 50% off for all those restaurants.
That's a good deal.
As I'm saying, it's similar to a Groupon, but see, you don't have to purchase the actual thing. You just purchase.
Well, I want to join. I want to join.
Yeah.
Put me down. $29.95 a month. It's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
So anyhow, what's going on, Danny? Club Saver is what it's called for those folks.
It's. I'll spell it for you guys. It's clubsavor.com. So clubsaver.com. Like savor the food.
Oh, wow. So they spell it a little differently.
Yeah.
Very good. So we're doing a lot of stuff here. So now it's something new, service we're offering our clients. What do you think of this? It's called Beacon Technology, Danny.
Beacon Technology.
Okay, so now they get like a little beacon that gets put into their restaurant. So now if you pull within 100 yards of their restaurant, it puts a beacon technology out there that tells you where they're at.
Wow.
Isn't that pretty cool?
That is cool.
And we're going to be offering that to our clients for free.
Right. So this one I don't have as much knowledge about.
Or you think people would pay for it? You know, what do you think? We should charge people for
Yes.
it?
Yes. Well, this is what I was thinking.
What do you think, Danny, too?
Well,
I think I could use that for walk-in. If you had that I need to go to a certain place and I don't know where I'm at going. If you got that beacon, right?
Right.
Like a radar system.
Is it the person carries the beacon, or how does that work?
Basically, this is what it is, okay? So it's called BeLocalPro.com. So it's BeLocalPro.com, BeLocalPro.com. So basically what it is you purchase the beacon, which is $49.95. The beacon emits a signal to alert people of different ads. Like you, if you are a restaurant, you put your ad on there or a special. But it does multiple things, actually. It does many things. So that's one of the features of it. So let's say you purchase it, you put the beacon in your little restaurant, and it's actually so small, you wouldn't even believe how small it is. It's like, I don't know, a little square that's about not even as big as a 50-cent piece. It's
wow.
Yeah. So you put that in your business, and we just met him today, so he was explaining it to me, so I don't want to say the wrong thing, but he said that, let's say if you put it in the restaurant just for that particular thing, for 100 feet away, up to 100 yards away,
right.
100 yards away.
You have to be at a stop, he said.
Right, 100 yards away, then you're at.
So if you're stopped at a light, or if you pull into the parking lot.
Right.
And stop. Mm-hmm.
For just
it automatically puts a beacon out that goes to your cell phone and tells you, alerts you about the restaurant.
Right, it pops up an ad and says, hey, our specials are blah, blah, blah today. But also, there was something, and that's what I don't exactly understand. We're going to actually have a meeting with them soon. But he
Monday.
Said,
Monday, what do you mean?
Well,
why
yes,
do you
I didn't want
like that.
Because we're on the radio.
So, but just not soon, it's Monday at 2.
Okay.
Monday at
2. Monday
Anyways.
At 2. I mean, like, soon.
Monday.
So they can do a radius, like a mile radius around certain businesses as well. But I'm not sure what that entails or exactly what that is either. But that would also have like direct traffic to your business as well through the app.
Pretty cool, right, Danny?
That's cool, man. I like that.
So we're trying to move up in the world here, trying to get not just offer people print media, but try to get into the you know, 2018 and offer our clients some stuff that's high tech.
Yeah, so if anybody is interested in finding out more information about BeLocalPro.com, you can call Peter. His name is Peter Crampton. He's the sales director, and you can call them at 844-855-9366, extension 403, and that's Peter Crampton at BeLocalPro.
And he doesn't even know we're doing this.
No.
And you know what? Club Saver doesn't even know we're doing it.
No.
Oh my God.
We just did. We have no one's tuned in, like none from those companies. We just did it because it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Right. So that's what you do.
That's because you guys are kind of cool. You guys got to be kind of cool.
So what's going on, Danny?
Well, I always enjoyed, you know, being part of your program and part of your life. Listening to your voices makes me feel at home. Not only my parents, my mother actually, and my sister and their family moved to Clearwater now, but I just found out that my son is moving to Clearwater. What is going on? What's in Clearwater?
It's the water.
So I may have to move there myself, sell my house and move there. Well, you know, I'm just right now really just, I'm praying a lot because there's a lot of people out there that are sick, man. I mean, from cancer, diabetes, arthritis. I don't know. I chose to go in the healing ministry, and here I am in the ministry. This was so many people that are sick.
You are so right. You know, we met another lady today that they do clinical trials for medications. She had a really, really touching story. Her husband grew up in an area where the water is contaminated, so him and his entire family have cancer problems.
Ooh.
Yeah, and everyone in the area, of course, but, I mean, we're talking about his family. And so he, after they got married, found out that he had testicular cancer. And so, you know, they were praying because she said it started to spread like wildfire, you know, up his lymph nodes. Yeah. And if it had have hit his lungs, she said that would have been it, you know, there would be, you know, if it metastasized. So he went into this study, and he, I mean, really it was a last resort.
You know what he said? He kept saying, I'm a guinea pig, because it wasn't FDA approved.
Right.
So then it ends up being that it cured his cancer.
Yeah, he is cancer free.
But it was a guinea pig type technology.
But because of his trials that he was a part of, they have actually FDA approved that
now
medication.
Now it's approved.
Right, and they are using it.
What is the odds of that? That's all because of his wife doing all the homework and research.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they just had a child.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah. And he was the breadwinner, too.
Yeah.
Wow. So isn't that a neat little testimonial?
My son was just dealing with, for a long time, with high blood pressure, and he went on the Shackley product. And he says, Dad, guess what? I'm not taking any more pills.
Wow.
What
awesome.
Happened? And I said, chiropractic. So there's stuff out there that works, right? And those are the kinds of things that we need to, you know, focus in on and use those things that work.
And you know what this lady offered, Danny? She offered a $50 card for products that she sells as a gift card to get people started.
Oh.
What do you think about that? Like, she was, like, selling stuff like Shackley does. But what do you think about that as a deal, like, to get someone going in the product? Is that too much to give away?
I think it really depends on the person that's the giver, right? You know, if this is what God is calling them to do.
In other words, get them started, like with a gift card.
To get them started.
To get them online and all that. I thought that was kind of a lot, though, but I don't know how that works.
But for that person that's doing that, remember, whatever you give, it's going to come back.
Right.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I was saying, God, I've given up so much money and so much of this and that, you know, helping other people. I was thinking about that. And he says, God reminded me, he says, hey, wait a minute. Don't you know that every time you give in my name, it comes back to you and it's multiplied? And so I say, well, you know, I can't say he's wrong because we live very nice here where we're living. Everything we have, we're being taken care of. And I was thinking about something else. I was thinking about you this weekend, and I was thinking about what happens when we pass. Because I'm thinking about doing some special work with hospice. Lately, I've been getting calls of people who are going someplace, and the people that I've had didn't know where they were going, and there were some of them were afraid. So I'm thinking about volunteering to do that also and be with them that last that last time that they have here on this, where they're here. But I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about what am I doing for God? What am I really doing for God, not for Danny, so that when it's time for me to leave here, that God said, you know what, come on in. Come home, because you've been out there doing my work. So that's what I really want to do, is the years that I have left, whatever they may be, I really want to dedicate myself even more so to helping, giving to other people who are less fortunate and are hurting, and they can't help themselves. What about you, Brian? Tell me, what are you doing? Tell me. Give me the word, Brian.
The word is to keep it. The paradox is what you're saying is to keep it, you got to give it away.
Yeah.
That's the paradox. Like that. How do you keep it to give it away? And the more you give, the more comes back to you. And the key word is you give freely, too. And it comes back freely. Right? And it's not money is bad, right? Because money is good. Money is important. Yeah. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And that's when you put the love of money. But money is important.
Tammy, he's really a preacher, isn't he?
No, she's not here.
She's not here.
No, I'm not. And but people think I have papers in front of me. That was the thing we had call-ins. They think I have no paper in front of me.
I told him, God just speaks through him. Yeah, but whatever he's saying, it's the word. I hear the word. If it wasn't, I'd tell you. But it's all according to the Bible, what you're saying.
And it was, doing it is one thing. Sometimes I feel like you just said, or a fool and his money are soon parted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean be a fool with your money either. And sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I just know people are taking advantage of me. Right, I just know it, but I still give to them.
Yeah.
And I just know it. They're not friends. You know, it's all about the money, and that's just the truth. There is some people out there that they see your kindness for weakness.
Yeah.
And they'll keep asking, and keep asking, and then those are the ones that you get kind of, because you can enable people.
That's right.
Where on the other end, where you're hurting them by helping them.
Yeah.
So there's that fine line there. How do you know when you're enabling versus helping?
Well, you know, there also is something called reciprocation, which means that they end up helping you also when you're in need or helping somebody else. So I think that what I look for, I mean, I'm very discerning is the word. I'm very sensitive to seeing where people are coming from. And I know, and when I get to that point, I also know when to say no. And you know, I've raised money for people who have heart operations and all kinds of stuff. And what's really funny is they'll come back. All of them will come back and they'll say, hey, you know what? My son needs, you know, you helped him with the heart operation and he's alive and running. But you know what? He needs help with going to college and this and that. And they don't come from a wealthy area. They're very poor. But there has to be a point where you can do what you can, and then when you can't do any more, or you feel that you've done enough, I'm sorry, but I don't have any more to give. I've got other people on my list, and I do have a list of people that I'm always helping, man. I mean, it's kind of like this is the resource center. And I'm not, you know, I'm not independently rich. God provides for me what I need to give to other people. And we live very simple. My wife and I, we live a very simple life. We're always out there. We're traveling. I'm traveling, and I'm reaching people and praying for people. And that's my ministry. That is the calling I have on my life. That is my first calling. It's not even Shackley. My first calling is God and the work that he's called me to do, which is to go out to all the nations and to preach the gospel and set the captives free. And heal those who are sick or in bondage and set them free. We were talking the other time about bondage, you know, how we can be confined. We confine ourselves because of sin, because we do something that we shouldn't be doing. And not only do we confine ourselves, but we confine other people. And by example, I was thinking about this the other day. We have to be very careful how we carry ourselves because people are watching us, right? And if they're watching, is he really for real, or is he doing the right thing, or is it just talk? So you have to lead by example and be a servant. To, you know, for me, I serve everyone. And on my near one of my lamps, I have a sign that says, "Be humble." Because my wife told me, put that up for me. I wrote it and put it up for her. To remind people to be, to love one another, even your enemies, to love them even more. Because Christ did that for us so much that he went to the cross for us. I owe him, it's funny, I feel like I owe him everything, including my life. Everything. Because he did so much for me. Changed my whole life. And one day, I really believe I will be with him forever and ever and ever and ever. And how much is forever? It's endless. It doesn't stop. I'm so excited, and so therefore I have hope.
And hope is a principle, by the way. Mm-hmm. Like there are spiritual principles to live by, and the reason why you put principles before personalities is principles will never let you down.
Yes.
Personalities will, right?
Yes.
That's the foundation, is the principles. Like, and I noticed, like, when you were talking, you brought up humility. You brought up hope. You brought up honesty. You know, these are things that are principles. Each one is a principle. And a good definition of humility is that I don't think less of myself. I just think of myself less. And you know, that humility doesn't, you still have self-esteem with humility. You still deserve to be successful. You still deserve to have good things happen in your life. You know, you express your joy by singing and dancing, right? That's the deal. It doesn't mean because you're humble that you're not enjoying life and you're not being blessed. It doesn't mean you're a doormat by being humble. It's not humiliation. It's humility. And you let others toot your own horn. And I like if I do something good, keep it a secret. And not let anybody know. And I have trouble with that, Danny. I have trouble with doing good and keeping it a secret. I seem to always slip up and tell someone. But when I do that, like, and I can do good because I know I'm doing good because of God. You know, if I'm alone, why can I say we, Danny? Is Danny there? Lost Danny. See, that's technology. Is Danny back?
I'm back. You know what? Somebody doesn't like what I'm about to say.
Oh, my God. I just asked you a question.
But this is heavy. Go ahead.
Ready? You get $50, ready. Danny, if you get it right.
Okay.
Checks in the mail, Danny, too. All right. Why, if you're alone, can you say we?
Why, if you're alone? Because you have somebody else. I mean, for me, I have God. I'm never alone.
Right, because you have a mouse in your pocket.
I'm the mouse and he's the guy.
That's why.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
But really it is. We really is. You're never alone. It's if you take alone, we. Right? Divide it. A-L, just let that stand for all. Lone, right?
That's
I mean,
right.
All one, right? A-L,
wow.
And then one. So you're really not alone. You're all one with God.
Amen.
Right, so you're never alone. It's always we, right, no matter what. Because if you have God and you, it's we.
For sure.
That's so true. You know, I was going to say this because I thought about you guys and I thought about the people that are listening in. And God said, tell the people this. There's somebody out there that really is feeling bad. And not only is he feeling bad or she's feeling bad, but they're feeling bad about themselves. So just forgive yourself. Because sometimes we work so hard at trying to be good or be better or be this or be that or be this. So, you know, it's always something, someone saying, this is what you got to do to get it together. But I just want you guys to just out there in Radio Land, just take a break and just forgive yourself and love yourself, because God knows everything and he loves you and he forgives you.
What about you this, Danny? Saying this after me. And this is something I don't do, but just say it anyway.
Okay.
Release the need.
Release the need.
To criticize myself.
To criticize myself.
Think of that.
Wow.
Release the need to criticize myself. And that's part of forgiveness.
Yes.
Cause
that's good.
And then it's like the three C's if you want to be happy, right? If you don't criticize, you don't complain, and if you don't control.
Oh, big one. Whoa, wait a minute. I almost fainted when you said that last one. Control. Wow.
Tell me why. Tell me a little bit about control, why
because
it's not
control
good.
Control keeps the other person in bondage, and it keeps you in bondage. My God, there's no freedom. I don't want to be in control of anything or anyone. I'm free. You know, I have people that want me to represent them or work for them, and I can't do that because I'm free. God set me free, and he provides everything I need. So there's no control. There's no control on me, and there's no control on you. And we can both work together and help each other just by even staying free. I'm more effective when I'm free than I am when somebody is trying to be in control of me. I can't do it, man. I can't do it. I gotta be me. What was that song? I gotta be me. No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you know the song Gotta Be Me? We're gonna play that because for you.
I love that song.
Okay, good. But I wanna say something about Dr. Ann. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right.
It's Dr. Ann Bost.
Bost. She's a chiropractic first PA, our first chiropractic first, and she's been doing it for over 35 years.
Ooh.
She's at 1277 San Christopher. That's in Dunedin. Dr. Ann Bost. And you know what? That's the stuff, too, that if you can get your body adjusted correctly with the right vitamins and all that, you can, that's also holistic.
Oh, sure. And you
that's
know,
right.
She does a lot of stuff besides just like people think, oh, chiropractor, I don't want to be adjusted. But sometimes they give massage. They do a lot of extra, like other things.
Yeah, I want to go in there and probably get one too. Dr. Ann Bose.
You know where
San Christopher and Pinehurst meet?
It's
where the old Domino's pizza used to be. In
yeah,
that plaza.
Right. What is the name of the store right there on the corner?
I don't know.
I can't think of it.
It's across the street from the Domino's now.
Yeah.
Because they moved across the street.
Yep. Right in that little square, there's the Dollar General. There's a convenience store. There's actually another convenience store on the other side. Yeah.
Yeah, they're on the
Domino's
one corner.
Pizza. Right. Yep.
So they would be on the west south corner.
Yep.
And it's Dr. Ann Bost. That's the opposite of being humility, huh? You boast.
Man. If you're going to boast about anything, boast about Christ, the Bible says.
Right.
For sure.
And her phone number is 727-736-2274. 736-2274. And she really is a kind woman. You can hear it in her voice.
She is.
She's a soft-spoken, kind woman. And you don't survive 35 years in an industry unless you're doing something right.
Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, you guys got to call any of our listeners that's out there that is interested in making an appointment. Give her a call. And she takes a lot of different insurances, so just give a call and see.
She's the first one I offered the Beacon to. I didn't even talk to her on the phone. I said, we're going to put a little device in your, because she's county corner with four different convenience stores.
Right.
So every time someone goes into one of those convenience stores, if this works like I think it does, the Beacon puts out a signal.
Right.
And they'll all get her advertisement for Dr. Ann Bost, and she doesn't even know I'm giving it to her for free.
Yep.
It's ironic I left a message on her machine about it.
You see how he is, Tom? You see how he is? You see how this guy is?
Yep.
How he's giving? See, and the other thing is, he doesn't just talk about it. He does it.
That's
and
true.
And then he talks about it.
Yep, that's true.
But is so cool.
But maybe cool. I shouldn't be talking about what I'm doing good, though. That's the thing.
No, those things are good. We saw it.
Those things are very good. I think what people shouldn't talk about, like let's say if you, you know, saw somebody that looked like they might need a little bit of financial help, and you just walk over and give them, you know, 20, 30 bucks. You don't got to talk about that. But yeah. These things, these are good things.
Did you get in touch with the guy, Boost? Did you call Vern up? Because I was thinking maybe he might want to do something.
You mean Norman?
Norman.
No, I do
not. Give him a call. See if he wants to get on the radio.
Okay. Can we talk just a moment about Matt with Go Glow Music?
Why not?
I would love to. Because Matt, you know, Matt gives us a lot of referrals. He never takes any credit. He's very selfless. You know that? Mm. Like, a lot of times I hate to say this, but we forget to really talk about him and give him credit, you know, for a lot of things that he's involved in or even introduced us to. So I just want to say thank you, Matt. You know, he's in Washington, D.C. He's tuning in, listening right now on the podcast, and he's with Go Glow Music, and he has sent me some awesome referrals today with some people that are actually local in our area that are doing a really big show that's coming up on the 13th over at the Kennedy. And they, you know, he sent us some of their songs to play. And so he's a really good person. And Matt is very down to earth. And, you know, he used to live here and we miss having him around. Yes.
Mr. Matt.
Yep. At Go Glow Music.
Go Glow Music.
Go Glow.
Yes.
Let me see how he came up with that name. Go Glow. I think that's it. Do we have this song set up, Vern?
Well, we do have a song. This is actually Matt's song. If we can play part of this one, and then we'll play the one for Reverend Garcia right after, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right. So this song is actually Matt's song from Go Glow Music. It's a remix. It's called Kill Paris featuring Ahmad Royal. And that's Matt. And this song actually won Spinning Records for a demo talent pool contest that they had on Twitter. And the account had over 1 million followers, and this song won.
Wow.
Thank you. belong. I gotta be me. Can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me. Is waiting for me if I heed the call. I won't settle down, won't settle for less. As long as there's a chance that I can have it all, I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. Somebody else, if I'm not right for me, I gotta be free. I've gotta be free, daring to try to be with her.
Call you back.
Wow.
So what'd you think, Danny? Is he
wow.
still that was your
I feel
song.
Like that was I feel that was me.
There you
and
go.
And I dedicate that to all those people that are listening on your show right now and to you and to Danny. I mean, if you don't have freedom, brother, you don't have anything.
You know, a new freedom and a new happiness, right? And how do
yeah.
you know a new freedom and a new happiness? Think about it. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll comprehend the word serenity and know peace. And no matter how far down the scale we have gone, I forgot the rest. No matter how far down the scale we've gone, we'll see that how our like past, right? Actually, we will not regret the past because we'll see how it can help others.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because we think of our past, like say I do wrong, or I did wrong. I forget when I did a lot wrong. But then like we don't regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. And we'll comprehend the word serenity and know peace. And the reason why that is because I do wrong, I can share with someone, hey, I know what you're going through because I did this too, and here's how I got through it.
Right.
Through my experience, right? And that's important experience because people can say whatever they want. But can you identify with me? It's like if I get into a shipwreck, and we have an experience where me and you survived, that's an experience that no one can ever take away from us.
Right.
That's a bond, a common bond.
We have a new guest on. I
Who?
Just wanted to let you know. We have Norman on the line from Boost Mobile.
Wow, there you go. Wow. Shows you
Hi,
what
Norman.
You...
Hey, good afternoon.
Good
Norman,
afternoon.
Norman, how are you?
Outstanding.
That's
All
good.
Right.
So you got that new place going on. Do you know what I did? Can I say it on the... Oh, maybe I shouldn't say it on the air. But anyhow. Okay, I'll just tell you this. I'm a Metro. I am no longer with Sprint.
Oh, look at you.
So I did. I went to Metro. And but now, I don't know. Tell me why I should go to you, because I think Metro is better.
Oh, my gosh.
Metro's better.
Yeah, so tell me why Boost is better.
Right now, with our three lines for $100, we're dominating the market. I feel that our coverage is as good, if not better, than the Metro. We're using Sprint, and with the... Well, right now they're in the merging T-Mobile and Sprint, so we're going to get two networks instead of one.
Yeah, you know, I heard that. So they already actually acquired it or merged or whatever they're doing.
Yes.
Oh.
So right now they say in about 6 weeks everything should be pretty much settled.
Oh, wow, that's fast.
I don't know if you're a spiritual guy because I don't want to force something on you, but if you are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Danny, could you, it's Boost, he's in Palm Harbor. Can you say a prayer for Norman in his new venture?
Sure.
If you don't mind, Norman,
no,
too.
No, please.
This is Danny, the Garcia.
Hello, Danny.
He's Reverend Danny Garcia, just to tell you who he is.
Norman, are you married?
Yes, sir.
I just felt led to pray for you and your family as well, not only the company. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to come together in prayer over Norman and his business Boost. Lord, that they have a boost of financial prosperity that he has, and so does his company. And it's not a competitive thing, it's a love thing. And also, I just pray also for his family, for his wife, and any kids that he might have. I just felt to do that. Sometimes we go through difficult times, but count it all joy because God's with us and he gets us through all these things that we're going through, which is a process of maturing and growing up and even appreciating each other even more so. God bless you, Norman.
Yeah, and in life, we need a boost sometimes. Like, I'll be...
Yes.
Right, if you think about it. I need a boost from Boost because sometimes I'm down. I'm depressed, right? And then what all I got to do is get a boost. But if you think about it, we all go through it. It's like it's an oscilloscope of life. You know, like they say, if you're flatlined, right, what? That means you're dead. So we have our ups and downs. It's just part of life. And hopefully more ups than downs. And how to get out of the downs quicker is to say to yourself that this too shall pass.
Yes.
And just to realize it's just a moment. It's not a day. And just like snapping your finger, you can get back and be boosted. See where I'm going with this, Norman?
Yeah.
We can boost ourselves out of depression.
Right.
We can boost ourselves into happiness.
We can boost ourselves right over to 36037 US 19 North in Palm Harbor and get us a new Boost phone.
And is that give me a boost.
Boy, you got a boost, Norm, today.
That's it. Are we trying to, like, brand the name? Hey, what was that sign that guy said? Our brand... What was it?
Oh, I wrote it down. It's, let's see. Let me put your, hold on.
Let's get it. We're going to get it. It's going to be for Boost. And we're going to boost this thing on. Anyway, I'm going too much. Give us another boost, Danny. Give us something with Boost in it.
Bustamente. I don't know what that means. But anyway, I had to put a little Spanish in there. I just really want to thank God for your station because you are a light in the darkness. And I just pray that God will continue to use you and continue to bring people like Norm and all the other people that you're helping to get the word out about their businesses, because that's so important. Advertising is so important. They need to know that people need to know that they exist.
Yes.
Right. Norman's a player, too, and I knew it from the second I met him. I didn't say he was going to definitely do business with me. But you knew that he had a P.T. Barnum in him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's... Yeah, I mean, if there was a black P.T. Barnum, it would be Norman.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And yes,
He's a player.
Oh, for sure. And that's why... What is this? How many stores? The fifth one?
No, I don't know how... I think this is his first, actually.
No, this is my first. The company itself has 9.
Oh.
That's good.
The first one in this area.
Okay, so she's going to read something to you that we got today, a little quote. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's, I put your brand in your customer's hand.
Yeah, what do you think of that? I asked if it was trademark, and they said no. We put our brand in your customer's hands.
Wow.
We boost. Wait, give me that. Let me get
yes.
that. Wait.
Boost.
Can we have that? No. Let's see how we can get Boost in this thing. Oh, she wrote small, though. We put Boost in your brand.
No.
And your customers will have a Boost brand.
No, so you have to say,
no, we boosted
I can
brand
boost your brand hand into your customer's hand.
I like that.
We're
you
changing
need to get
it.
You need to get a jingle, Norman.
Can I write
a jingle for you?
Norman, I'm going to write you a song, all right?
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. Right now.
Be afraid, so, Norman. Be
okay.
afraid.
So, Norman, Norman, in closing, what would you like to say about Boost?
I'd like to say, I know a lot of people are very skeptical of prepay, but right now that's where everyone's going with no contract.
It's better.
They say it's a true, hey, I got a $50 plan, you have a $50 plan. You're using the same network as the big boys, so it really isn't anything to be scared of.
Yep, go check out Boost at 36037 US 19 North Palm Harbor.
Thank Danny.
Thank
Matt.
Thank you, Danny, Reverend Danny.
Thank you.
And thank
God bless
you. God bless Go Glow Music. Thank you.
God bless Boost and God bless Danny.
God bless you too.
Who, and Frank's Pizza.
Yes, delicious food that nourishes us every week.
Boost, 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 Boost. I can't keep doing this, guys. Did I go too early? Boost.